You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Since 2008, there has been a significant drop in juvenile arrests in Kalamazoo County. This week, the Kalamazoo Gazette has been looking at some of the reasons for the decline and the challenges that remain. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Julie Mack joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How big a drop has there been in arrests related to juvenile crime in Kalamazoo County over the last 5 years or so?
Well, if you look just at the arrest, it's about a 44% drop. If you look at all arrests, and if you look at the big categories too, which I broke it down by arrest type, those were pretty significant also. Like the biggest category is retail arrests or shoplifting, and that had dropped 38%.
So what are some of the reasons that we've seen this decline, or at least why do law enforcement officials and others think that we've seen this decline?
Well, it's pretty clear that we know of two reasons for sure. One is that the biggest police agency in the county is Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, and they've actually sort of changed their philosophy about arrests. And that is that under Weston, Dan Weston, who was their public safety chief for about 8 years until 2007, there was an emphasis on, you put an emphasis on making arrests, that you were an effective officer based on how many arrests you made and how many tickets you wrote. And in 2008, we got a new police chief, Jeff Hadley. And Jeff Hadley said, well, you know what, I'm going to de-emphasize arrests. That isn't as important to me. What is important is building relationships with community members. And the other thing, too, is the juvenile court system also was undergoing a different sort of evolution of philosophy. And they were saying, we're going to try to find some ways to deal with kids in a more informal way when they've behaved in trouble. Because we also saw a big drop in juvenile home admissions and in juvenile court petitions. And they said part of that was deliberate, that they were going to, instead of putting kids in the system and trying them criminally, they were going to try to deal with some of those cases more informally.
As many of our listeners, I'm sure, know, you spend most of your time covering K-12 education. And one of the stories you wrote has the headline, "Is there a link between the Kalamazoo Promise and the decline in juvenile delinquency?" What can we say about that?
Well, we don't know for sure. Because there really isn't a way to prove it. There's certainly lots of people who think that there is. Hadley is one of them, for instance. There are certainly people in the juvenile home who think that's true. And the reason really is because there is a sense that most people think that the numbers reflect not just a change in philosophy by adults, but also the fact that kids are behaving better. So if kids are behaving better, why is that? And there is a sense that it's not so much that kids are saying, well, instead of robbing a 7-Eleven, I had a chance to go to college. They don't think it's that at all. It's more that the promise, the chain of events, the promise spurred an increase in programming for kids and a better support system. And adults were more, honestly, positive towards young people. And that young people are responding to that by behaving better, and that part of that better behavior is they're less likely to get in trouble.
But one of the things you found is that a lot of people don't want to thump their chest about this too much just yet, including the superintendent, Michael Rice, because, as you say, they always know that we can take a step forward and then take a step or two back.
And that's true. It was actually, as an example of that, I went out to Norix in November to talk about some of the to talk about some of the things that they were doing, doing differently in some of the new programs they had in behavior management. About an hour after we left, their police liaison officer had to use mace to break up a fight in the hallway. So that gives you an example that, you could still have problems with kids, no question about that.
And if we look through these statistics, there are still some troubling numbers. Kalamazoo County's arrest rate for juveniles is still above the state average. What are some other things that stand out that may be troubling, even with a pretty big drop in juvenile crime in Kalamazoo County?
Well, there's really two. One is that In 2008 and now, Kalamazoo has a very high arrest rate compared to other urban counties, which would suggest, and it wasn't because we have more serious crime. A lot of this was for more petty things. So it would suggest that we still tend to be pretty aggressive about arresting kids for reasons maybe they wouldn't get arrested for in other counties. And the other is a lot of that high arrest rate has to do with African Americans. And an African American kid in Kalamazoo is about five times more likely to be arrested than a white kid. And part of that, I have to say, is just the fact that, I mean, it was clear to me when I looked at the numbers, there's a high correlation between where you live and what your chances are of getting arrested. It has to do a lot with just, are you living in an area where there's a lot of cops or there's a big police force? So if you live in Kalamazoo and Portage, you're just more likely to get arrested because those cities have police forces and there's not a lot of sheriffs to cover the rest of the county.
All right. Julie, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Julie,
okay, bye-bye.
Julie Max, a reporter for the Kalamazoo Gazette. They've spent this week looking at the issue of juvenile crime in Kalamazoo County.